some of the mimeographed ones are rather long, and I guess now I won't try to do these. I'll point out, though, since you have them, what I was trying to do. A poem like Decline and Fall. Oh, all right, one long one. Decline and Fall is a love poem in terms of the fall of the Roman Empire. It has a kind of doubleness of meaning. It was written in Rome when I was very aware of the ruins about the city, and it seemed to me that this imagery served very well as imagery for a love that also went to pieces, that fell into ruins. And so what is about a relationship between two people, and everything has a kind of double meaning in the poem. From the title on, I guess. We had a city also, hand in hand, wandered happy as travelers our own land, murmured in turn the hearsay of each stone, or where a legend faltered, lived our own. The far-seen obelisk my father set, pinning two roads forever where they met, waved us in wandering circles, turned our tread where once Moress engulfed that passionate head. Cornice rose in ranges, rose so high, it saw no sky, that forum but noon sky. Marble shone like shallows, columns too streamed with cool light as rocks and breakers do. O marble many-colored as reach of thought, tones so recollected and so distraught, golden like swimmers when the August shore brightens their folklore poses more and more, or gray with silver, moon's whirling spell over the breathless olives we knew well, ivory as shoulders there, that summer dressed, curved to come shyly naked, then find rest, the tresses love disheveled, leaning dazed and grateful, or the wayward stone that blazed as cheeks do, or as eyes half lowered flare, violet as veins are, love knows where, fine coral as the shy and wild tongue tip, undersea coral rich as inner lip. There was a stone to build on. Phrases ran in strong corrals that where they closed began, and statues, each a rung or ringing phrase in the soul's passionate cadence of her days. O stone so matched and massive, worked so well, who could believe it when the first brick fell? Who could imagine the unlucky word would darken to the worldwide sigh we heard? How our eyes wrenched together and held fast, each face tightening to a chalky cast, so poor a copy of 1 hour before. I think this is too long in here. I'm going to skip to that division. I think these lines ought to be cut. Soon the barbarians. Soon the barbarians swarmed like locusts blown between the flood and spasm of our stone, grunted to tug their huts and marble sties, where friezes broke like foam in the blue skies. Blue noses poked, recoiling as they found our young and glad-eyed statues underground, singing salvation, the lewd chisel pecks at boy and girl, one mutilated sex. All our high moments cheapened, greed and grime charred them in rickety stithies to quicklime. Murderous world, that town that seemed a star rose in our soul, and there the ruins are. We'll not walk there again. Who'd wish to walk where the rats gather and gray tourists talk? Who'd walk there even alive, or bid his ghost trail phosphor on the melancholy coast? I think there's some others that have this same kind of a sort of double effect. At least that's what was aimed at in the poems.